are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for joining us on Piercing Darkness Show. We yet lift up Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible with our God. All you have to do is to believe, and the best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Exalt his name forever, for he is Lord and is wonderful, and forever to be praised and forever to be glorified. So if you're just tuning in now, you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. Once again, the prayer line is 561-337-9018. Or go to our website, www.pyevangelium.net. We're here to pierce the darkness of the light of the gospel, Jesus Christ. And this gospel shall be preached as a witness, then the end shall come. So you want to enjoy every moment of this broadcast as we lift up Jesus, who deserves to be praised and who deserves to be glorified forever. And his name is to be praised forever and ever. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So every moment of this show is about lifting up Jesus, because Jesus has to be glorified and he has to be lifted up. He said, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So that's what he promised to do in his word. So we know that once we lift him up today, he's going to draw men unto himself. And he's going to be lifted up today in the name of Jesus. That's what he says in his word. If I am lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So we're here to lift up Jesus Christ and to see him glorified. Call 561-337-9018. That is 561-337-9018. 18. That's the number you should call for prayer or for more information. And may God be glorified during this broadcast in Jesus' name.
In spirit and in truth.
I worship you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for this moment of the word and being equipped and being blessed. I believe that a testimony is more powerful than the trouble you're going through. That's why the enemy wants you to focus on the trouble and not the victory. But the testimony is what is going to happen after the victory has unraveled. Will God give you victory? Definitely, because he has promised. He is a rewarder of those that seek him diligently. I want to encourage you to trust God. And in this broadcast, we are believing God that most of you will come to the place of knowing the significance of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, because that's the person of the Godhead that is neglected. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of life and peace. They'll add to you. You want to live long? It's not just about being a vegetarian. It's about letting the word of God be embedded in your system. And we're going to learn a lot today how to practice the word and put your faith in action, because God has been speaking to us. And for those of you joining me on social media, just go ahead and share. Click share the button and then just share. If you're hearing me for the first time on this radio broadcast, we come to you every Saturday at the same time. Go ahead and tap your friends and invite them to come and enjoy this broadcast. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. We want to get the word out, because the light is God's word, and the light is shining, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Jesus is still Lord, and his word is more powerful than your trouble, and anything you're dealing with cannot compare to the goodness of the Lord. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him.
Hallelujah. God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Apostle Ronald Solly is offering a destiny offer. 5 dynamic teachings, messages, and his worship CD pressing in, and his book, The Secret Place. This will inspire you to walk deeper in the things of God. It will lead to a great breakthrough for you and your family. This is a limited time offer. For a love donation of $50 or more to the ministry, we'll send you The Secret Place book, pressing in worship CD, The Teaching, Destroying the Giants in the Promised Land, The Teaching, Moving in God's Timing, The Teaching, Operating in the Supernatural, The Teaching, Divine Acceleration, The Teaching, Defeating the Invisible Enemy, all for a love donation of $50 or more to the ministry. This is a limited time offer. For more information of how to get this offer, call us at 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259. Or go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Or write to us at Power Evangelism, P.O. Box 48927, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 554.
The moment I looked at you, it became like a sharp focus. It zoomed in right into you. And I'm going to prophesy over your life. Something unique is about to happen to you. Can somebody watch you? Sometimes my ashes be slipping. They don't know. It's already happening. Because you have a good heart and you've been faithful, loving God, even when things were hard and tough on you. Watch the pot, please. You never gave up. You continue to love God. You continue to seek him. You continue to remain faithful. The curse of poverty is broke off your life totally. Bring it right here. Bring it right here. Can I have a female usher? Get down. I decree and I declare a new day over you. I decree and I declare favor. I see a new season coming to you. God's going to give you a car, a better car than what you have. Either I saw something white and beautiful you're going to own. Not only that, but you're also going to have a breakthrough with the accommodation. Watch it, watch it. It's done. You're going to... What do you see? Supernatural deliverance. Instant. It's done. To God be glory. You can lay it down. Watch this. You're going to repeat what I said. Speaks English? Perfect. So you're going to repeat what I said. You hear me? When I say mama, you say mama. When I say Jesus, you say what?
Jesus.
Can you say mama?
Mama.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay, now watch this. Plug it here. Now, plug this one right here. Say mama.
Mama.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Now plug it right here. Say what I say. Mama. Mama. Jesus. Mama. What is he over here? Open. The Lord is fixing yours. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, for fixing me, fixing my arm, and taking the pain out. Confess those words. Say those words. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For fixing my arm
and my shoulder
from accidental,
pain.
In Jesus' name. Now close your eyes. Right there in the glory, the Lord is doing a creative miracle. It's fixing your bone instantly. It's being fixed right now. All the pain is gone. You won't find no more pain. Tell him, how do you feel?
Really good.
Oh, the pain is gone?
Yes.
What's the problem here?
Something. She was in an accident February 18th of this year. She has two shoulder pain in both shoulders. Can you stretch both arms?
She was in an accident. And
this year.
Both arms?
Both arms, shoulders are in pain. Both arms, yes.
Well, God is going to fix both. God's no respect of persons. I call for right. God can do more than that. Right there. The Lord is saying this. I'm in the glory zone. I'm in the glory zone. Let's keep your hands out. Right now.
Right now.
I receive.
I receive.
A creative miracle.
A creative miracle.
A creative miracle.
A creative miracle.
God is creating.
God is creating.
And fixing my pain.
And fixing my pain.
It's gone.
It's gone.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now close your eyes. Watch. We cannot choreograph this. We didn't practice this. I never seen this woman before. This is my first time to see her. The Lord is doing it for her right now. That's the glory. Jesus, fix those bones. Take the pain out. So how do you feel good in the shoulders?
Yeah, my back is better.
But the shoulder good?
Shoulder, yes.
Shoulder's good?
Yes.
Glory to God. So, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For fixing.
For fixing.
My shoulders.
My shoulder.
Now I ask you.
Now I ask you
to fix my back.
My back.
In Jesus' name, I believe.
I believe.
And I receive it. How do you feel?
I feel good.
You feel good.
Holy is the Lamb.
Wait. How long have you had this problem? How long have you had this problem?
I have that problem since 2013, but I just got a car accident. This year again add to my problem, so I have more problem in my body. As a young person, I'm always in pain every single day in my life.
No more pain! No more pain!
No more pain.
Exalted in this place.
Turn around.
As we stand in awe and worship.
And tell him I am free.
I'm free. In the name of Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Back 24 hours.
I can't sleep. I can't do nothing.
Get ready. Can you bring a chair?
$1,000 to pay for the surgery.
Jesus is here. Fill the house. Watch the Lord move. Have
my spine is leaking exterior. It's not on the corner, the back of my head, the lower.
So I'm gonna pray for you now. You ready?
Yes.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I need a miracle. I believe and I receive it. The doctors could not fix my situation. Because they're men, and I did not have the insurance to cover the entire expense. But you're my blessed assurance. I believe and I receive it. Fix my back and my shoulder and take the pain out. Lord, deliver me from all this pain in Jesus' name. I believe and I receive it.
This is the first time in 12 years. Can you bend down for us, Anthony? First time in 12 years she's been able to do this. In 12 years, you need a shout for Jesus! Tell us, when's the last time you did that? How long ago?
It's so far back.
Oh, God. God be the glory. Hallelujah.
She can't even remember the last time she could bend down and touch her toes.
Why don't you give Jesus a clap
of praise? She is free. She is healed.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Worship now.
And the I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles.
Just worship him now. Come on, declare.
There is no one else like deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hand in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the bless your holy name. You are great. You do miracles.
Highlights from our crusade. You see, when we do these crusades, they're so powerful. And the only thing the devil can do is to lie to you that you don't need a miracle or God can't do it for you. But he can't stop God from doing a miracle. When you come and believe, you'll be able to receive your miracle. So if you're just joining us on this broadcast, go ahead and share this. If you're on social media, on the internet, or you're watching it on Periscope or any other outlet, just go ahead and share this broadcast, Facebook, and invite all your friends to come and join us in this broadcast. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're covering a major topic that God revealed to me last night. And we want to encourage all of you that are joining us that this is the hour. This is the moment that we all been waiting for. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. And the Word of God is so powerful that God has given me some deep revelation that I want to share. And if you came with your Bible, I mean, matter of fact, you know, I thought I wasn't speaking in the church, but I mean, if you have a Bible next to you, or if you have a notepad where you can write this information I'm going to give to you. You see, America is going through a shaking. The world is going through shakings. We see what is happening in Venezuela. We see what's happening in the Middle East. We see what's happening in France. For example, Venezuela is ripe for an awakening, because this is what I prophesied in one of my crusades in 2017. I prophesied on two nations, Brazil, and also I prophesied on Venezuela. And for some reason, as I was prophesying on Brazil, and the Lord led me to prophesy on Venezuela, and I spoke a powerful word from in the glory realm. And we're seeing the preparation, because we already see the move of God in Brazil, because God has caused a shift of things in Brazil. And also in Venezuela, there's a shift that is coming. And what is going to result in, because Venezuela was the richest country in South America, and they're going through a shakeup now. It's very bad. But there are two presidents. Now, one is recognized internationally. The other one is not recognized, trying to hang on. But, you know, technically what is going to happen is that the current president, you know, Maduro is going to get removed eventually. And there's going to be a shift. And the nation is going to open up for an awakening. Dr. Benin was there some years ago, and he had a powerful crusade there. And right now, the nation is ripe for an awakening. So something unique is going to be happening in Venezuela. We got to keep that nation in prayer, because the Lord wants to move in Venezuela. He wants to do a mighty work there. It's a deep work that God wants to do in the nation. So the shaking is a preparation. And this identifies with your life. If you're going through some kind of shaking, God is preparing you for great things to come. So what God is going to do is bigger than your imaginations. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. The Bible says, and it came to pass, as verse 1, that when Jesus had finished giving instructions to the 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John in prison heard of the works of Christ, he sent a word by his disciples, said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who keeps from stumbling over me." Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. For those of you joining us on air, we have a prayer line that's open up for you to call 561-337-9018. The Lord came on a mission, and the mission was so unique, because he came to restore our relationship with the Father, which was taken away because of the sin of Adam. God never created man in sin. God doesn't sin, and he does not create sin. sin was conceived. And that's why most people miss it, because some of you don't know what the Bible teaches, so you're angry at God. Well, there is a man in India who has sued his parents for giving birth to him. He said life is full of trouble and misery. So this man took both of his parents to court. He's suing them. Why did you give birth to me? But both of his parents are making him out of it because they're both attorneys, so they can handle that. But I mean, why would somebody sue his parents for being born? And a lot of people misconceive the purpose of life. Life is a blessing. God didn't put you on earth to suffer. He put you on earth to live. But you try to live outside faith. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you have to understand that with God, all things are possible. With faith in God, all things can be taken care of or can be solved. So the Bible said without faith, it is impossible to please God. So as we were studying the word during our prayer meeting, then the Lord dropped something so powerful in my spirit. You see, when we pronounce the word, when we profess the word, when we speak the word of God into the atmosphere, we are creating the agenda and the mandate of God into that atmosphere. And I give an example. Let's say there's a big rock concert in one of the stadiums, maybe fairgrounds or any other place. And you got a rock concert going on, and they're jamming up the place. People are getting drunk. They're getting messed up. Things are happening, which is really, you know, wicked, Baal, Jezebelic. Like the Tower of Babel that was erected and set up in Washington, also in New York. All those environments. I'm giving you examples. In any given situation where there is idolatry, wickedness, and you begin to confess or profess the word in that environment, what happens? The Bible says, whatever the soul of your feet shall tread, I've given you. Number one. Number two, in that atmosphere, if you begin to confess the word, if God sent you there, I'm not saying you should go there, but if God sent you there and then you begin to confess the word in a given situation, that atmosphere is invaded by the power of God. That's how powerful the word of God is. That if you speak it, it's like a volcano erupting. That's how powerful, from your belly. It's like a volcano eruption. It will draw attention in the spiritual realm to the demonic activity and to drive them away. You see how powerful the word of God is? But how many times is it practiced? Because God wants us to practice our faith and to practice the word. So once you hear the word in your spirit, you have to say it out loud. You have to profess it. You know, I went to the Miami Heat game when they were playing the Spurs, and I've been there when they were playing the Thunder. And whenever Miami Heat scored, the place erupted in thunderous noise and joy. People were dancing. The cheerleaders would come and dance when they call a timeout. And whenever the opposite team scored, you could hardly hear anybody scream, because they didn't want the team to win. So they were, you know, screaming for the team that they wanted to win. The excitement in their face when somebody dunked, made an impossible shot, eruption was over there. Just a brown skin dropping into a net can bring that kind of excitement and millions of dollars. I mean, I found out when Shaq used to play for the Lakers, every time he will rebound the ball, he'll get $30,000 bonus just to rebound the ball. Some of you work for a year, you'll never get $30,000. And this guy walks on the court, rebounds the ball, and get $30,000. If he gets 10 rebounds, $300,000. That's how those guys make millions of dollars. If they find them $50,000, it's a joke. They're loaded. But I wanted to think about, why am I giving this example? Because I want to show you how powerful the word of God is. When you speak it over a situation, it causes a kind of eruption that will draw attention in stadiums or in any type of battle you're in, because God is on your side if you're a believer. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, in your prayer, examine how much word is in your prayer. In your walk with the Lord, how often do you quote the scripture? How do you profess his word? Now, you can think it. Bible says, the man thinks, so shall he be. But when I study the scripture, I see something that's so powerful here. Believe. When we believe, it's counted righteous. So, if you look at Romans chapter 12, we're going to go quick at Romans chapter 12, and we're going to come back to Matthew. But if you look at Romans chapter 12 quickly, that's a very powerful scripture that I'm about to read. And it's about putting, it says, I urge you therefore, brethren, verse 1, by the mercies of God, do you present your body as a living sacrifice, a living and holy sacrifice. You present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world. That's very powerful. So the world has a different way of thinking. But by the renewing of your mind, you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So which means if you don't meditate on the word, you cannot renew your mind according to the word, and you will not know that which is good and acceptable and perfect will for God for you. Watch this. The enemy wants you to believe a lie. So as a man thinketh, so shall he be. Have you adopted a lie about you or about your prayer or about your family, about your husband, about your wife? All the enemy has to do is to manipulate your mind. And then if you don't cast the thought down, it shapes you. People become what they think. You are what you are today because of what you think. That's a very, very powerful statement. And that's why you have to speak God's word, which changes the atmosphere so you can think right. So say the devil say, you're ugly. You speak and say, no, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made in God's image. For those of you kids that get bullied at school and you're really suicidal, this is a wake-up call. Nobody can define you. Only God can, because your purpose is hidden. Gold is in the ground. You have to dig deep. People only have an idea of what you are, but they don't know who you are. Only God knows who you are. You don't even know. You don't even know who fully know who you were. Okay. Are you in a battle right now? What does the Bible say? You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Don't expect bad things. Expect good things. So you have to motivate yourself in the Christ mindset. Now, where does the spirit of slumber come in and the spirit of destruction? When the enemy shoots arrows that are manipulative and destructive to break your focus. In a battle, as you face the enemy, you have to renew your mind. Now look at verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Now, if you're watching us on social media, you can just type the scripture for me on the screen. Do not be conformed to this world. Wow. So the world thinks different from the way God thinks. Are you shocked by that? Yes. You see, the devil does not have a right to confess the word, so he cannot create. He cannot bring an order of heaven, because his sin, the blood of Jesus was not shed for him. So Satan has been locked out of the heavenly, glorious realm of God. But you, as a believer, you've been given access to the realm. Now watch this. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it's a process. It may take a day, 2 days, 1 week, but you have to continue to renew your mind that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. It's not the will of God for babies to be aborted, called unwanted pregnancy. Matter of fact, in some states in America, they say you can abort the child even when they're fully grown. That's murder. Late-term abortion, any kind of abortion, early-term abortion, late-term abortion, that's murder. You just murdered a life. The blood is going to be required on your hands. Now, God is a forgiving God, but don't just call an unwanted pregnancy. Oh, you know, I flashed up because it was an accident. No, it's not an accident. Now, God gets pregnant by accident. You planned it. Now, unless somebody was in a situation whereby it's rape, that's a different kind of situation. But we're talking about the excuse they're using today to murder unwanted pregnancies. Now, it's important for you to understand that there are different ways the world thinks, and we try to take the scripture and crucify it. They did this to Jesus. So the enemy wants to mesmerize the word, discredit it. Listen to this. Even the founders of this nation knew the power of the word, and God we trust. What do you have that on the US dollar? We could go on and on. Let's go back to the Bible. As God's children, you have to practice the word. You have to speak it. You have to confess it. You have to pronounce it. You have to demonstrate it. It has to be spoken. Now, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. As you renew your mind and begin to speak what the word of God says to your situation, you introduce into that situation the direction of God to turn to his purpose. If you have a rebellious child, teenager, on drugs, don't listen. Begin to speak the word of God over them. Speak the word of God over the food they eat. That's not witchcraft. No. God blessed, Jesus blessed the food before he gave it to people, it multiplied. Multiplication came after giving thanks to God. The need was bigger than the supply to the natural. In the natural, the little bread and fish he had could not feed even the people, because men can eat. Men don't care about their weight. They're not worried about their shape. They're just going to eat. You have to think about it. All these men, that food was not enough for them. The Lord took the bread and fish gave thanks. It multiplied. The miracle of multiplication can only happen where thanksgiving has taken place, where surrender has taken place, where trust has taken place, where the natural cannot take credit for what the Lord has done. The breakthroughs that God is about to do for you, but he will not do them until you fully surrender, because he don't want nobody to come and say, I did it. No, he did it. And he gets the glory. So Jesus gave thanks to his Father, and the food multiplied. Everybody ate. And he professed the word. Now, if you look at 2 Corinthians, there's another scripture that is really going to encourage you to change your mindset in 2019. Verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. But I determined, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. But I determined this for my own sake, that I would not come to you in sorrow again. For if I cause you sorrow, who then makes me glad but the one whom I made sorrowful? Let's continue. Skip to verse 7. So that on the contrary, you should rather forgive and comfort him, lest somehow such a one be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. Wherefore I urge you to reaffirm your love for him. For to this end also I wrote, that I might put you to the test whether you are obedient in all things. For whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did it for your sakes in the presence of Christ, in order that no advantage be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Did you hear that? Who is the craftiest personality? Just a Satan, fallen angel, wicked, fallen archangel, crafty. Devices the enemy uses are so strategic. Do you know that much attention is given to trouble than to solutions. Much attention is given to trouble than to what God's word says about the situation you're in. You know, your feeling does not interpret deliverance. Deliverance is a revelation. Your focus should be on the victory in Christ, not the battle and the challenge you face. God gives measure of grace to those, you know, are humble. But you have to understand that the battle is intensifying because your victory has already manifested in the spirit. The Lord works mysteriously. Now, when you hear the word of God, I want you to begin taking note of this. How often do you confess his word? How often do you quote the scripture when you're in challenges? How often do you speak it? The device of the enemy is to steal the word from you, is to use offense, is to use disgruntled, you know, unpleasant experiences in life as a backbone for your memory. But how about if you renew your mind based on what God has done? If he did it before, he would do it again. How about if you take your focus and place it on his promise and begin to speak that which he has promised? Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 40, comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out her that her welfare has ended, that iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. He says, speak. That word, speak. You have to open your mouth and speak. You don't just think it. You have to speak. You have to command it. You have to instruct. You have to declare it. You have to decree it. That's the word, speak, 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 speak. So if you don't speak it, that means you're not believing it. And the enemy is waiting for you to be quiet so he can engage. But as you open your mouth, the word that is in you is life. You have to speak it. Comfort, oh comfort, my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. Let rough ground become plain, and rugged terrain a broadway. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. He spoke and said, let there be light, and the light was. If your mouth is defiled by murmuring and complaining and negativity, it becomes weak in professing the word. You don't have the desire, the tenacity, the boldness, and the faith to profess the word. If you have somewhere to really take a note, put that one down. Satan has established a culture of ungratefulness. Today's culture, people are ungrateful, people use, they abuse, and they disrespect authority. To despise authority, which is really dangerous. And when you are in that kind of mindset, then you don't take the word of God serious. You have to remember, this centurion understood this authority structure, and he said, I'm a man of authority. I tell my servant what to do, they go do it. Speak your word and my servant will be healed. He knew that once the Lord spoke it, that word will translate into a manifestation. God's word is more powerful than our words. Study the word and get to know the word of God. Let the word of God cleanse you and begin to put this on your mouth daily. Daily. Speak it over your children. Speak it over your bank account. Speak it over your life. God's word is very powerful. As you confess it, as you profess it, as you speak it, you're going to break down the enemy's deception that is putting around you. But the battle is the Lord's and victory is ours. You see, the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That word, you testify. When you speak, you testify. When you profess the word, you shake the foundations of darkness. Don't let the devil steal the word from you. Jesus said, when I return, shall I find faith? You know what? That reminds me of, you know, because the enemy has increased deception. Deception can only function where truth has not been enlightened, where the truth has not been revealed or spoken. So if you speak the word, you're speaking the truth. Deception has no grip. It cannot operate. How do you challenge deception? The word of God is the anchor. All right, the Bible said God prepares the temple for you in the presence of your enemies. They surround themselves and celebrate, think they got you, and then God crushes them. Because the temple the Lord has prepared, the enemy cannot see until you have been invited to sit on it. Why is your enemy celebrating? Because they can't see what the Lord is doing. But how do you know God is doing something? You know that, and you know in your heart, God's promises are true. The Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall raise a standard against him. How do you expect the standard to be raised if you're not confessing the scripture, confessing the word? Don't let the enemy steal the word from you. Now, faith cometh by hearing the word in your spirit. As you speak it, you hear it in the spirit. So you're not on this, well, I know, what do I have to say it? No, you have to speak it so you can hear it in your spirit. Well, but I know, what do I have to speak it? Because now once the Lord reveals it to you by his spirit, when you speak it, now your spirit man will be able to pick up on it. And the Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So exercise that starting from today. Maybe you're driving on a highway. Maybe you're shopping. Maybe you're cleaning the house. Begin to practice this while you're in your laundry. It says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Truly I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19, again I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. What happens when people gather today? How much word level is there? Begin to practice this. In your car, on your highway, just begin to speak it. And sometimes you have to read the Bible aloud, read it out loud. That's why we have to pray and open your mouth and speak. You see, meditation is not only when you exercise your thoughts and think about something, but in meditation, confession is involved. Very powerful. Always remember that. There is no way you're going to grow and mature in God if you don't confess the word. How did the Lord rebuke the devil? He gave him a black eye, but how did he do it? It's right here in the Bible. You read it every day. You know, most millennials don't read the Bible. They're on their Instagram. Thank God for social media, but we gotta love the word more than social media. It says here, in chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, before I finish, this is very powerful. And the tempter, verse 3, came and said to him, If you were the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. The question is, if you were. So the devil wants to ask or question your credibility. That's why you got to know who you are. How dare you come ask somebody who created you if you were? The devil's trying to reinvent an ideology of deception on the master who is the truth. What's the response for the Lord? He didn't just brush it off and say, what devil, what are you talking about? I know who I am. No. But it said in verse 4, he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Where does the word proceed from? the mouth of God. So God spoke it. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So you take the word and repeat it. That's how you live. You have to confess it. You have to profess it. You have to say it out. Most people don't do this. They just imagine it or think it. Oh, I know what the word of God says. Now say what the word of God says. Open your mouth and speak it. And that's where the breakthrough is hidden. And that's where your deliverance is. I believe the word of God is so powerful. In Joshua, I got to give you one more scripture because the Lord keeps on giving me these scriptures. And I hope and I believe that you're going to put this into work. Because you don't want to be caught up in some deception from the devil. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It didn't say from your hand. No. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Mouth. Your mouth. But you shall meditate on it day and night. That's what I told you. In meditation there is confession. So that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Where's your success hidden? In your mouth. What do you mean by that? As you put the word of God in your mouth and speak it and meditate on it, success, healing, deliverance, breakthrough. Put your faith into action, and you're going to see the Lord move and take that mountain out of your way in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when we believe. I'll be back shortly after this message.
Hallelujah! God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Apostle Ronald Solly is offering a destiny offer. 5 dynamic teachings, messages, and his worship CD pressing in, and his book, The Secret Place. This will inspire you to walk deeper in the things of God. It will lead to a great breakthrough for you and your family. This is a limited time offer. For a love donation of $50 or more to the ministry, we'll send you The Secret Place book, pressing in worship CD, the teaching Destroying the Giants in the Promised Land, the teaching Moving in God's Timing, the teaching Operating in the Supernatural, the teaching Divine Acceleration, the teaching Defeating the Invisible Enemy, all for a love donation of $50 or more to the ministry. This is a limited time offer. For more information of how to get this offer, call us at 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or write to us at Power Evangelism, P.O. Box 48927, Minneapolis, Minnesota 554.
The moment I looked at you, it became...
Yeah, to God be the praise. You want to get the Destiny package we're making available for all of you out there so you can get more exciting and deep teachings like this. And we want you to follow us on Facebook or Periscope and Twitter. Right now, we're going to make an altar call for those of you who want to receive Jesus in your heart. Simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess, repent, and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I receive you in my heart, and I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've received Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. That's why we do this, is to save souls. And the gospel shall be preached as a witness, and the end shall come. Exercise your faith and get to move according to God's word. Now, for those of you who are in Lincolnton, Georgia, I'm going to be there for one night at Pastor Peggy's church. Go to website, pyevangelism.net, to get more information about it on February the 20th. And then the 21st, I'm going to be in Augusta for School of the Holy Ghost, 7 o'clock at the Hilton Garden Hotel Conference Room. Is on 1060, go to our website on Stevens Creek Road. You won't miss it. I'm going to be there at 7 p.m. And then on Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be are doing a crusade in Aiken, South Carolina, two nights of miracles. We're going to be there for two nights of miracles with Pastor Henry. It's going to be an amazing crusade. God's going to do mighty miracles for his glory. So I look forward to see you in that crusade. It's going to be powerful. And Jesus is Lord. Then also, I have a crusade in Vero Beach on the 16th of March. Come from Melbourne, come from Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, all over. Just come to this crusade in. You're going to be experiencing the power of God. Last time I was in Port St. Lucie, God did a powerful miracle. This child was having struggle with the speech. She could be able to say the words, but she could not connect the words. So she was having some problem. And she could only say one word, not two or three in a sentence. But I prayed for her, for this baby and this kid, and the Lord moved. And when I met the mother, a week later, she testified about now the baby can, the daughter can be able to connect the words. We give God glory for the creative miracles. And many things that God has been doing in our ministry, we give God glory for. The supernatural hand of God is not limited. I'm going to pray for you because I believe God, that God wants to bless you. And you know, the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but make your request known to the Lord. And the scripture says, I was young, I'm old, I've never seen a righteous forsaker, and I sit begging for bread. Well, let's pray. How about let's pray right now? Father, thank you for those that can hear the sound of my voice, and they're going through these stressful times, and they're tormented, and they're worried, and they're anxious. I pray that you deliver them and set them free from the worry of life and anxiety and obstruction the enemy throws at them. Let them seek you, trust you, and hold on to your word, because it's more powerful than wickedness the enemy is throwing at them. In Jesus' name, amen. One of these days, I'm going to do a live healing service on this radio, on the radio, you know, because there's no distance in the spirit, and we're not limited to a building. So one of these days, I'm going to do it. I'll just open up the lines and pray for people live on the radio. I want to do it one of these days, because you see, there is nothing too difficult for God, and we're going to have testimonies, because the power of God is not limited to distance. I never forget, I was preaching in this revival we had in Lakewood for 38 days, and one specific night I told people to turn on, because miracles were going to go through the radio. They did not, those days they didn't have the, they could watch it on the internet, but also on radio they didn't have this kind of technology where you can now watch on your phone. So this woman was in a wheelchair, and she was listening on the radio, and the Lord healed her. When I said, someone, you're hearing me now, come out of the wheelchair. And she got out of the wheelchair and began to walk, and she testified. So call us for prayer, 561-337-9018, or go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net, and watch our TV show every Sunday on channel 1361. And or 436 HD if you're on Xfinity, or channel 12 on Hotwire, 13 and 61 on Comcast. Also, you can be able to join us one of our services. Go to our website, get information about our morning and night service tomorrow. God is doing mighty things for his glory. The night service, I pray for the sick at 7:30 in Nero Beach. Also, call 561-337-918, and I'll be back next week at the same time on this station at the same time. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. May the good Lord bless you, and I'll see you again. Jesus is Lord. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.